our surprises.
Sure.
For the first hour of the show. So everybody, Cheryl and I, we're in the media box. We'll set this clip up a little bit, and then we'll talk a little bit on the other side of the hour about being in the press box for Castle. So Cheryl, we had a chance to interview, and it wasn't really an interview. But you got to remember, there's a lot of people inside of this media tent for the media, the press and media, and you are situated and positioned and used your markers where your importance comes in, as far as, you know, if you're ET, if you're Hollywood Reporter, you know, The Insider, TMZ, People Magazine, all the way around to regular bloggers, fan bloggers, media bloggers, and then websites, and then, of course, radio or whatever, and you're positioned. Then they run off to another event because they cover 3-4 events a night, and another second string moves in. So you don't have a lot of time to ask questions. It's very, very noisy, which you'll hear in the background. A lot of stuff's going on. People like Stana has their handlers. John has his handler. Molly has hers. The people that keep them moving to make sure they answer the questions the way they want, to watch them, to protect them. So you'll hear a lot of noise going on. So you really don't get a full-out interview. You're lucky to get one question. So we caught up with John. John was walking the carpet. It was very late. They were getting ready to start the show. They were grabbing people and taking them into another tent to get them ready for their cast photos and more interviews inside another section. So, Cheryl, you want to set that clip up of John?
Yeah, I'm ready. Here we go. Here's John's, and it was really, really quick. Here you go.
Hi, John. Hi, John. Hey, how does it feel to be the sexiest man on television?
Who told you that?
Hey, me.
I
did. Yes, yes. Hey, when's your CD going to come out with you and Tamala?
Probably June.
Okay. Did you get another puppy?
I did get another puppy. I got an Australian cattle dog.
All right.
Cool. A healer. I got a healer.
A healer? Thank you, John.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you.
I mean, it is so fast, isn't it, Cheryl? There are
exactly.
So many people, and the biggie wigs, of course, the big ones like TV Guide, who is Will Keck, and his people were there that night. They get the more like 4 or 5 questions. We have been that I was the last one in for the – here's what happens. Years ago, in 1994 – I started with Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, and we've covered a lot of the events for Jane Seymour, and I worked with her as her president back in the day, and I went to a lot of newspaper interviews. I was on TV all over the place, on radio. They interviewed me on shows like, you know, Fox Breakfast, The View. There was just a bunch of shows, Soap Talk, CBS, all the news shows, ABC, Channel 7. We did a lot of stuff we were on Tavis Smiley, different things that we were on, Mike and Maddie show, if you remember Mike and Maddie. I did a lot of press and media for Dr. Quinn, for Jane, and I was the interviewer and also was interviewed. I also was the president of, the international chairperson for Jane Starr on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which was a 2.5-year project. I dealt with publicists, agents, media, press. Johnny Grant, the mayor of Hollywood, Anna Haller that runs the Walk of Fame. I met with studios, publicists. I worked with CBS Publicity at the time. I met up with Lori Zaks and Joan Van Horn in the days of the 90s. So I knew a lot of those people back then, and that's how I got into press and media and had my credentials. And then we got into the 90s, and I did Star Week, which was, you know, people came from around the world. About 700 people came in with celebrities. I dealt with that for 2 years. We brought Hollywood Roosevelt out of bankruptcy, and they're still there today, but it was our group that brought them out of actual bankruptcy so that they could stay in existence where they now hold TCM's film festival. So I've done a lot of press and media. I have full credentials. So when we did Stana Talk Radio, I was pretty much retired out of that because, you know, I got away from a lot of that, and I do stuff for Jane now, but it's not to the extent that we used to do, because we used to do a huge magazine. It was a couple hundred page magazines. I had a staff of 10. We did it for 5 years. We interviewed people in Canada and the United States, cast, celebrities, news people. So I have my credentials. So what I did is when we found out Castle was going to be at Paley, I didn't submit back in November and December when the press and media did. because I didn't know I was even going. We didn't even know Castle was going to be there until a few months later. So a couple of days before the Paley, I put in for it, and they said, you know, we're really overbooked. There's not any room for it. You have to do it individually. If you wanted to go to, say, Sons of Anarchy, Mad Men, you have to put your press in for each event and be selected. And so I was talking to them down at the Paley Festival, and the lady said, well, you know, why don't you do it? Send it in to me, and by the end of the day, I'll let you know if you're in. I'll see what I can do. And she said, it will possibly just be you because it's just we're overflowing. But she said, put down your co-host, and we'll see if we can get her in, because Cheryl has no credentials, and because she's not in that kind of business. She's never been involved with that and was terrified when I told her. Yeah, when
I'm
I told
geek.
Her, I
I'm
tell
geek.
You. So 3 hours later, they wrote me back and said, you're in. We've checked you all out, and your credentials are fine. And I want people to know this all around the world. I do not use Donna's name to get into anything. And I do not ever use anybody that I know from Castle to use them to get through a door. My interviews that I do, that I set up, because Cheryl's the techie person, I am the whiner diner. I go to the press, the media, the agents, the publicists. I find them. I ask them one-on-one to get our interviews. I never use Stana or Castle or anybody connected to it to ask for any favors, passes, to the set, anything. And I think that needs to be very apparent. And we do it on our own merits. And I've been out there since 94. And all I had to do was take my credentials out of mothballs. So I am a professional media person. I am not an amateur, somebody who's trying to sneak into a tent to get my way somewhere. So saying that, Cheryl was tickled to death because I asked her to come in and see what it's all about. And it's very interesting because they do it a little bit different, since in my day you didn't have fast digital where everything just goes straight to your text and everything goes, you know, all your pictures are immediately uploaded. You still had to go develop your photos. Think of this. It's 94 through 2006. There wasn't that big a deal where they just started really doing the digital really fast, high-speed stuff in about 2004-ish. So when we were doing it, you still had to go develop your film, run off to the next gig to make sure you get where you're going to be positioned. And a lot of times you didn't have markers on the floor. These markers say your name of your outlet, your network, your website, and you're supposed to stand on them. We never had that. You rallied for the best position. There was none of this, I'm a seniority over anybody. You at Star Week, there were people lined up, 50, 80, 100 photographers all jammed in there. You get there first, you get the best position. They push, they shove, they rally, and then off they go, you know, to the next gig that they're going to go to and cover, because those pictures have to be out there first so that they sell them to the outlets, to the magazines and stuff. So it was very interesting because some of the people I saw there with Cheryl on Friday night were people that I've seen back in 2006 when I left that whole media stuff behind. So it was a lot of fun to show Cheryl what it was like. It was a very small tent. We were crammed in there, very hot. There was probably, I would say, what would you say, Cheryl, about 40 of us in there with cameras media and videos.
Right.
And you're situated in a square.
You're trying to stand shoulder to shoulder on these little, what they were calling mark, which was a piece of paper with a printed name on it.
Xerox copy paper.
And because we were last minute, ours was handwritten by the lady. She was going to be there.
Who was a Donna Talk Radio fan. I was like,
yes!
She's like, I love Donna Kadek. I love Donna Talk Radio. And she works for the Paley. She's a real sweet lady, and she said, I'm really sorry we didn't have time to print yours up, so do you mind? And I said, no, we're just gonna stand on the thing, what do we care? But I guess that's supposed to be a very big deal to have it Xerox. That means you've made it. Well, we made it sort of because we had Sharpie, but I'm proud of a Sharpie. Used it many a time. So
done that the woman listened to our show.
That was neat. That was neat. That was cool. And, of course, I'm doing something with them in the summer with a whole different thing that's nothing to do with Castle. So I'll be back there and see them again, and I'll be in the press tents, and I'll be down there fighting my way through, hopefully with a better position, because you're in a square. And the star, let's say Stana was first, she was the first one in, and the camera people, you know, they're all up on these, like it's a stand, and then there's people standing in front of that, and they're all yelling, of course, and the flashes are going off, and they're telling her this way, left, right, this, up, down, back, over your shoulder. So they're the first camera people, and then they get around the corner to more of the media interviews with the, you know, the microphones and stuff. Then you go around another corner, and it's a bunch of the bloggers with their websites, you know, like Wet Paint and those guys that are mainly, you know, online blogging. The big TV people are on the other side, so they're the first ones to get Stana, and then they split. Some of them split to go to something else, and others stay. And so by the time they got to us, we were on what you would call the riffraff, and like if you watch the Ellen show and you're in that room where you're the riffraff, we were with some other fan websites. There was a Castle website fan there, and there was a Firefly, a couple of Firefly people, and then Stana Talk Radio was the very last, so we knew we weren't going to get anything. We just there to have fun and see if we knew anybody that was going to walk by that would, you know, say hello, and we lucked out pretty good. And Cheryl was behind me. They make you stand up behind and me down on the bottom in front, and they did that with everybody all the way around, which that's a new thing because we always just stood side by side and you just elbow your way in. So they're doing a little bit better with that. And we were on a side that didn't have the logo because the logo is what's behind you that says like Paley Center and the stars stand there and get their picture taken. So there's our backdrop to tell you what was going on. And then, of course, there's no barriers, so everybody's yelling over everybody else. John, you know, Stana, Nathan, you know. And then the flash is going off. So you're lucky if your interview makes any sense. If you get one or two questions out, you're really lucky because they can decide who they want to pass by and who they want to stop and talk to.
I will tell you guys, it was an explosion of cameras. I never saw so many flashbulbs go off or flashes go off when Stana came around the corner for the first time. And, man, it was like something I've never seen before. I was like, wow.
And that's small potatoes compared to the Oscars.
I know.
And stuff. Yeah.
I can't believe I've never seen it up close and personal. So I was.
What's that noise?
That's somebody's.
Sounds
like
running a faucet. But anyway, so we're setting up the whole media thing. So that was a lot of fun to get back into that a little bit. It's still the same rudeness, a lot of rude people, push up, you know, and then they're fighting over the names of the people because they have no clue who anybody is. Well, at least in Castle, they had no clue who the actors were, except for Sana, Susan, and Nathan, and Tamala. The rest, they couldn't pronounce the names right.
They thought Seamus was a girl.
Yeah, they thought Seamus was a girl. They
we were like,
get
no.
Tamala's name right for life of it, and Stana's. They didn't get Stana's right either, a lot of them. But, you know, I standing by them and saying, you know, it's Stana, because they kept wanting to call her Stana. And but anyways, that's normal, same old. But it was a lot of fun, and we were just lucky to be in there and happy, and we thanked everybody when we left. We had a good time. And they were behind because they were trying to get them inside the other room to get the program going because it was about – Stana, see, being the first one in there, everybody wanted to talk to her. So they got four or five questions each. So that slowed down Molly, who came in behind Stana. And then behind Molly, who was behind Molly, Cheryl?
Was it John?
And then Susan or Tamala?
Yes.
It was Nathan.
They kind of moved back.
Was it Nathan and Penny?
It was Tamala, Penny, and Nathan.
And then Seamus
Tamala,
and his wife.
Yeah, Tamala left early, and we didn't know why. We didn't know about her special singing opportunity.
We knew from Trisha that there was going to be a musical thing. I thought maybe they were going to let them all sing or something. And then there was Andrew and Lori Zaks and I think David, Rob, and Terry Miller. I didn't recognize Terry because I hadn't seen her for 2 years. And Terry looked, she lost a lot of weight. She looks really great. And so I couldn't tell if that was Terry or not. She kept smiling and looking at me, and she said, "Hi, Pam," and I didn't hear it. You told me this later. She looks fabulous, which she looked fine before. But, I mean, when you lose weight, like for me, I've lost, like, you notice it, 30, 50 pounds. She looks really sharp, really pretty. So I didn't know who it was. She just kept looking at me, and why is smiling? And I'm like, who is it? You know, but I didn't know. I didn't know if it's somebody's wife, but, you know, she didn't say anything. I would have known as soon as she said something because I know her voice, but it's been a couple of years since I'd seen her. And then, of course, Andrew always looks the same, and Rob and everybody. So that was a lot of fun. They came by, Lori Zaks, and let's see, who else? I don't know. But the other interesting thing was, it's okay, after John left and all this, they were trying to get Stana, Susan, Molly, and who was the other one? They were trying to get into that room to get them into another section. But Stana ended up coming back in to talk to the riffraff, the riffraff row. You know, there were three of us in the what I call the riffraff row, and to came out. And John came over there, and Molly, and I think after we left, Penny Johnson Gerald. So there were three or four really nice people that came over and said hi to us in our section. But we really didn't get any full interviews. There's no time for that. Had we been situated and maybe put in a little early, we might have got a little bit up, but I don't think so, because they put all the big wigs, the TV guide and all that, long before they're going to put radio.
Where we were positioned, they really had to make an effort. If they wanted to come over there, they did. So,
which John did. They asked him if they would come back out and go down our row, which was really sweet. So thank you, John. Thank you, Molly. Thank you, Stana. And thank you, Penny. And thank you, Rob. And Terry, because they came over to our side and talked to us and stuff. So, Cheryl, do we want to, let's see, do we have anybody that wants to talk about what happened? And we'll come back to this, but we want to kind of explain what the press room was about and how it was fun, because Cheryl, it was her first time to see something, and you were very, very terrified.
I was terrified. I think the word is petrified is a better word to use. Until it had been going on for a while, then I was fine because we could walk around and take pictures. But then when they brought somebody over or somebody ran over, it startled me so badly that I couldn't hardly talk sometimes because it startled me. They just appeared out of nowhere.
Well, they brought Molly in, and she talked a mile a minute, because what they did is they took him away because they're trying to get him seated and in there and doing the cast photos and stuff. And so all of a sudden they'd pop up out in front of you, and you weren't ready with your because everybody thought, okay, that's it, they're gone. Because I told Cheryl, they brought Nathan and Stana over to do a picture thing after Nathan did his on his own. Then he did one photo shoot with Susan Sullivan. And, you know, they took photos of him and, you know, his mom on the show. And then they wanted Stana and Nathan. So after they did Stana and Nathan, it was almost 5 to 7, and the show was supposed to start at 7. And so after they did Stana and Nathan, Seamus's wife, nobody recognized who she was, and they were telling her to get out of the photo. And I'm thinking, why don't you guys know she's in a movie right now, you know, and stuff. And so they made her come back, and they all were apologizing because they didn't realize she was in some movie that's coming out, you know. And so she was doing that, and Stana had left. When Nathan went one way, he went to the right, and Stana came to the left because they were taking her away, you know, they're dragging you out of there. She went by us, and I said to Cheryl, well, that's it. We won't get Stana. So I just relaxed and just was hanging out because I figured she's not coming. So I said, let's try for John, because John was coming next. Well, then they took John away, and I said, well, let's try for Molly. Well, there went Molly. Then I said, well, let's try for anybody, you know. And so then all of a sudden Molly popped up in front of us.
I really want to do it again because this time I know what to expect and I'll be better at it. I just had no clue what to do, and the people around us weren't very forthcoming for me. I mean, I know you knew what to do, and it was hard to hear in there, so even you and I couldn't talk very well because
I had no clue what you were saying to me, and you're standing next to me. It was that loud. And you couldn't hear what the other interviews' questions were. So you're not going to get great interviews tonight. You're just going to get us pretty much talking and shooting the breeze, because we didn't get a lot, but we had a lot of fun. And like I was telling Cheryl, it was the whole – we were just last minute. But like I said, we'll be doing some stuff this summer, not associated with Stana in any way, but with the radio and with some events that are going to be fun. So I'll get her into the press and media, and we'll warm her up and get her – experienced.
I am a graduate. I am a Toastmaster person, so I can't do it. Yeah. I just
you did fine with what went on and all the craziness, and you were stopped 4 or 5 times with your questions. The time you got your question out, I wouldn't even remembered what it was. I was just like, whoa, you know. But anyways, we had Molly came out, but we didn't put her. We don't have her clip, do we? Because it was really short.
No.
She talked really fast and zipped off, but we did say hi, and she said hi to us and stuff. So then, Cheryl, do you want to play another one for us?
Sure, let's play.
Who do we have? Tamala? We have Tam and Tam.
Now, this one is after the event. So she's already saying, and by the
signing
way,
she's
signing stuff. By the way, I saw her, and she goes, I told her she did a wonderful job singing her song, and that I wasn't certain. She wanted to know how many people were in the room. I said there was 1,400 people.
Is that 1,450.
Yeah. 1,450 people. And I wasn't certain if the New York City people were simulcast being able to see this as well. And I didn't know if it was being streamed live. Obviously, if the New York City people didn't see it, I don't think they streamed it on online. But she did an excellent job, and she was so said she was so nervous.
Well, and also, she got a standing ovation.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys, you didn't see anything, so you wouldn't have seen the standing ovation in New York. And then also, you know, Brandy, our roundtable, Brandy. Well, Brandy follows Tamala on Twitter, and they talk all the time. So Brandy's best friend Mary was with me and wanted to get a message to Brandy, to because Brandy was helping you guys all with the scavenger hunt in the New York area. She was online, and she was all bummed that she didn't get to come out with us. So Mary, being a wonderful best friend, asked Tamala to send a message by camera, and I took the video of it. So this is what we got when Tamala was signing. She stayed a long, long time because they were pulling people away. They pulled a lot of people out of there. But Tamala came down our line, and Cheryl had told her I was down on the other end because you were way over. I never saw you. And I could
I'm
hear
in your
Pamela
video
yelling at me, Pam, I'm coming, Pam, I'm coming. So you'll hear that, and you'll hear her talking to Tamala.
I'm in your video.
Are you?
You
I don't see
me.
You,
because yeah.
You know, I can't see. I couldn't find you if you sit next to me. So let's play Tamala's. You've got to hear all the, this is a flavor. You'll hear the flavor in the background, all the action going on.
Okay, here we go.
Like 10 times. Couldn't catch you in the press room.
Thanks for turning.
Oh my God, I hope you guys
enjoyed
it.
Oh, yeah. We were talking to Michael. What's the Michael going on today?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we can get more. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you. You going to do that DVD with John?
Thank you.
I am.
All right.
We're actually going to do a short film together.
Good. You got to promote it.
Are you going to play Pacer and do it opposite?
Oh, no. This is going to be completely different from Castle. All right.
All right.
Hey, thanks for staying a while.
Uh-oh. I'm so sorry.
I lost mine too. Where to go?
Thank you. Yes, it is, it can.
I don't know if this is still video. Yeah, it is. Did you see Cheryl down there?
I did.
That's how you knew.
Down here.
I'm screwed. I've only been trying for years.
Damn. How are you?
I am doing good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Oh, thank you. I tried to get you in the press room, but it was a zoo in there. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yummy heart. All right.
I can't even spell my name anymore.
Thank you. Oops. I hope I didn't break something. There went my tin cup.
How are you guys tonight?
We're doing good. You're staying
it's
great.
Okay. Nobody's better than me. she's heavy. You're heavy.
Yes,
on the
fandom. Singing was the hit of the night.
Oh no, he'll
sing.
He'll
sing. Woohoo!
You got me all right. Thank you.
No, he has fresh breath.
Thank you so much.
And soft lips. But that's the best part about being an actor. You can play.
Great fun.
You can test it out.
You missed that, didn't you? Great fun.
Okay.
Hi, Franklin.
All right, Mary. Can I get it on video, Mary?
One more try.
Brandy!
Brandy!
She helped him with the scavenger hunt in New York.
I'm going to tweet it to her right now.
Okay.
Mary, I got it on video, too. Thank you, Tamala.
Oh, my God. I cannot spell my name anymore. This is ridiculous.
T-A-M. A-L-A.
Buy your rubber stamp.
No,
it's
not
a sign and no stamp. That is like full porn right
it
there.
It is.
You don't sign that love for your people, they don't show you that love.
When I was a kid, Carol Burnett used to do that. Can you stamp it?
No stamp.
Can I get a picture with you?
Come on, girl. Let's do it.
Oh, you're awesome. You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Of course. Is it well?
Look at that. You're laying on the floor. She's a lady. She's going to get dirty on her little person.
You don't stand. Sweatpants and flip-flops after that.
Sorry. Okay, everybody.
Yeah, good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm sure you're going to have the new release from Brandon.
Picture? I'm videoing. Mary, can you get Maria's picture from Italy for Tamala real fast? She's got to go.
Sorry.
She really has to go.
I mean, you make a decision for custom
Yeah. Well, I thought that was Susan leaving. I was going to have a cow. You going to tweet us tonight?
Fight or Flight episode. Was that Colin Hanks playing the piano? Did he just do like a little cameo in that one?
Of course.
Oh, no.
Exactly like him.
We pre-recorded in the studio, and then when I came, I met all of the instrument players. They were like, okay, action. And I was like, hi, okay.
That really didn't get a chance.
He looked exactly like him from Dexter.
You know, and Tom Hanks' son, he just looked like him. He was just smiling with a little dimple.
You were awesome. I'm a music teacher. I love that.
I love that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tamala.
Okay.
Sorry, but I... Cheese? Aww. That's sweet, Maria.
I can't see this yet. I got one, two, three, and then I'm out.
That was hard to hear, but what a time, huh? That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yes. I wish, if you just envision a whole ton of people slammed up against the edge of a stage, and Tamala even laid down to take pictures.
Yeah, laying down on the stage, it was very sweet.
Yes.
And talking to everybody, and she really needed to go.
Yeah.
And she did. Everybody was wanting pictures with her. It was really sweet. So she stayed pretty long, you know. They took Seamus out right away because he had stuff to do later for stuff they were doing after the Paley Center. But and then Susan stayed a long time, and she was on the other side of the stage. Now, on Bones Night, I lucked out being on the side I was on. Castle Night, not so great. But I did manage to get to talk with Andrew down on my end, and my battery was going dead, or I would have interviewed, because Nathan, I could have talked to him a few minutes and had something on the show, but because he stayed a long time trying to help me stay alive.
For you to live.
And then help. We couldn't get my pin to work, and he did it so nicely on his body where he's got his finger up doing the shush, and it, you know, instead of just, you know, how sometimes they're so fast they just scribble, he did it really nice. I could perfectly read it. So still got to get a lot of the cast on that purse, and then I'll have to, like, you know how they dip baby shoes and bronze them? I'll have to bronze the purse. I've never asked for the cast to sign anything at any of the events, so this was my first time up there doing that. So that was kind of fun because I usually don't ask for anything, but I did get posters from Bones and then the Castle Purse. It was really cool that Mary made for some of the fans out there. So Cheryl, then we were back on the stage and you can hear them playing music. People did not want to leave. They were outside mingling every night. Everybody was coming out with smiles on their faces. People were talking to the writers, and the producers were hanging around and stuff. And I don't know if they did more interviews, but they took Stana away, and then Nathan went away, and then there was just Tamala was still left out there. Susan stayed a really long time.
Penny was there for a really long time.
Yeah, I talked to Penny. I got my my purse signed from Penny, Andrew, Nathan, and Tamala. And the rest of them were way over on that, way over there on that other side, on the right-hand side.